The Democratic National Convention has wrapped up in Philadelphia. Hillary Clinton accepted the presidential nomination Thursday night and faces Republican Donald Trump in November. Clinton supporters were joined by those backing Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders during the four-day convention, many of them vocal. Massachusetts State Representative Paul Mark of the 2nd Berkshire District was there as a Sanders delegate. He tells WAMC Sanders supporters are on board with Clinton.
I think the vast majority is. I mean, Bernie Sanders spoke Monday night. He laid out a really great case for why we should be getting united as a party. He talked a lot about what he was able to accomplish with us as his supporters were able to accomplish in the last 8 months to a year, all the great work we've been doing to push the Democratic Party to embrace its more progressive values. And then I think he made a really good case as to why if we sit out the election, if we don't get involved, if we don't try to help the Democratic nominee, we're going to let all our efforts die if President Donald Trump takes office in January, because there is no way that we're going to continue this progressive agenda under a man like Donald Trump. But with Hillary Clinton, we have a chance. She's embracing some of the policies that Bernie Sanders has been talking about all throughout this campaign. And I think she laid out last night a couple of items why she's pretty progressive herself, too.
Specific to that point, did you hear what you needed or wanted to hear from Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I got a lot of good stuff out of the speech last night, and I would say number one was I like that she's now declaring that she's going to be pushing for a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United. I mean, I think reforming campaign finance and getting rid of that horrible decision is just so important to make sure that more than just billionaires get to have a real say in who's going to be our next president. And then I liked, on a personal level, because of work I've been doing and because of things Bernie Sanders has been saying, I like that she threw out making college more affordable. I think that's really important for the future generations that are trying to make themselves better and live the American dream.
Will Senator Sanders and his supporters really go to work to elect Hillary Clinton?
Well, that's what he's asking. And what he's reminding us is that his campaign was never about one office, one person running for one office. We need to get out there and work regardless this fall, because we need to take back the U.S. Senate. We need to make sure that progressive, like-minded candidates are winning election to Congress, to the U.S. Senate, to governorships, to state legislative races. I mean, for me, going up to New Hampshire this fall, helping out with Hillary Clinton, well, even if you don't like Hillary Clinton that much, it's really important to get involved in the U.S. Senate race up there, because that's one of the key races that's going to determine who controls the Senate. And when you're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, we know there's a vacancy because we know the Republicans aren't going to let anyone fill it this term. The president's going to pick that person. Hopefully it's going to be a Democratic president. And then the U.S. Senate confirms. So, I mean, if it ends up being Trump, God forbid, and he picks a crazy person, well, if you can control the Senate, then you can kind of temper who he's able to pick as a justice as well.
And now there was some discord at the convention between Clinton supporters and Sanders supporters. Some speeches were interrupted by chants. Do you think that was good for the Democratic Party?
So first I'm going to say I've been asked about this a couple of times, and I think it's really being hyped up by the national media. In the Massachusetts section, at least, I was not hearing boos. I was not hearing goofy chants. I wasn't seeing protests. I wasn't seeing people walk out. I was seeing people, you know, really excited, getting into the convention, enjoying the speeches. And while maybe everyone didn't agree on every single thing that was said, I mean, what I saw was respectful and considerate. The only protest I saw at all inside the convention was leaving Wednesday night after the president spoke. There were people just in the lobby protesting TPP. But I mean, that's what this is all about. A convention is about getting issues out there and making sure people understand. So I didn't see anything that was divisive. I thought the feel, it built towards a feeling of unity, and at least where we were sitting, everybody was respectful, and I thought had the right tone.
And now finally, I know you were focused a little bit as it pertains to some of the rules of the DNC. Was there any movement on that front?
Yeah, the biggest thing we got was what they're calling a unity commission to try to reform the superdelegate system, and they want to have this thing in place by 2020. And I mean, if we get rid of 60% of the superdelegates, which is part of the goal, I mean, I think that's a big thing. Or even if it was just reform, that there's nothing wrong with superdelegates in that there's nothing wrong with having ex officio members. I mean, just because of your office that you're able to go to the DNC, I don't have a problem with that, with members of Congress being able to go automatically. Where the problem comes in is, should they reflect kind of what the what the vote was within their districts, at least at some level? I mean, should it weigh more heavily upon them? So, I mean, I'm looking forward to what this commission is going to come up with, because, I mean, it is a more complicated issue than it seems, but I just think from the beginning there's all this talk of superdelegates were with such, and so it gave a feel like it was impossible for one of the candidates to ever overcome that total, and it really wasn't the truth.